today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Uriah Heep, Deep Purple, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and Yes.
Hello, Rock in the Suburbs. Hello, Jim and Patrick. Hello, fellow listeners. This is Niklas calling in about
Rocktober
new music. I'll start off with a new Swedish band called Nectar. Not to be confused with the British from ages ago. This Swedish band has got a bunch of young kids singing in sort of 90s indie guitar rock style, and they released a few singles, and the last single that they released before the album drop was in October, and it was the song Ge mig allt du har, and the album actually dropped early November, so check that out as well. The album is called Om du behöver mig, if you need me. So if you could please play the last single, Ge mig allt du har. Another song, I take the Nectar one as the cheeky album pick, although it came out in November. There's another single that came out in September that I missed to call in last month, and luckily Courtney Marie Andrews dropped another single in October, and this one is called Keeper. I think I like the first one better, but as always, when she compiles all her songs into an album, that will be something else. So please check out Courtney Marie Andrews' new singles, And the latest one is called Keeper, and they came out in October. So that's all for me. I hope everyone is doing well, and I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners pick and what Jim picks, and maybe Patrick, if he is so inclined that he picks one for or two for this month. Okay, take care. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Good evening, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Barney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks
for October
new music. First up is a band from France called Moundrag. They describe their sound as heavy, hard psych. Now, the only instruments they use are drums and a Hammond organ. It consists of two brothers named Camille and Colin Golen. Camille plays the organ, Colin plays the drums. They said when they received the Made in Japan album from their uncle by Deep Purple, it sent them on their journey into the exploration of their sound. They also said they're influenced by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And yes, and you can hear that in the sounds throughout their newest album called Do. The song I'd like for you to play is called Black Flames, which you can kind of hear that Deep Purple, like Uriah Heep sound.
We'll be right back.
For my second pick is the Southern River Band. They are from Thornley, which is a suburb of Perth, Australia. Their latest album is called Easier Said Than Done. I would describe their sound as like a mix of 70s classic rock, 80s hard rock with the modern sound. You can hear like a little bit of AC/DC riffs. I think the Rock Is a New Roll described their sound as like AC/DC mixed with Guns N' Roses. And the song I like free to play is called All Over Town.
Maybe she will, maybe she won't. I'd rather she did, but I'm not mad if she don't. Cause I'm like a train running off the rails. Flag out for mass, now the ship is gonna sail. Don't tap me out, darling. Don't tell me no lies. No lies. Don't run around, baby. I ain't no second prize. No prize. So tell me, baby, why you're nowhere to be found. Word on the street is that you're
And for my honorable mention pick is the artist Laura Cox. She was born in France, and she got her start on YouTube doing like covers of songs on her guitar. And then I think in 2013 she started her band, the Laura Cox Band. And her latest album is called Trouble Coming, and I describe her sound as like heavy blues rock. Heavy modern blues rock is the best way to describe her sound. And the song I like for you to play is called Never Try Harder. As always, in closing, Jim Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Open the blinds.
90s indie guitar rock style.